We're getting this out very, very, very early in the morning because I wanted to advertise a show that can't be stopped now. And I was afraid it would be stopped, but it won't be. We're interviewing Julie Auk later this morning. And Julie is a big cattle rancher. I mean, just incredible operation, incredibly ethical, self-made family. And she's also a state representative in the South Dakota legislature. And Julie is going to come on and talk about something called the UCC. It's another way they're going to get you off your property. It's huge, people. It's huge. It'll affect a lot of you. If you own your home outright, you're okay. If you don't own your home outright, well, you're going to want to see what Julie has to say. But we also have something else that I wanted to bring out and expose part of my interview with Julie, and it happens to be this. The various federal agencies have purposely expanded floodline definitions. If you're in a floodplain, you have to have flood insurance. And a lot of people think, well, I'm inland, I'm not really downstream from anybody, downhill from a lake, it's okay. They've expanded the zones, and a lot of it's because of phony baloney Army Corps of Engineer studies. And now the federal floodplain people that issue insurance have expanded who is demanded to have floodplain insurance, previously didn't have to. And also for those that have it, the expanse is, well, you're going to find out. We're going to tell you all about it. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by this great product right here, the Nanosoma Spray. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I probably would not be here behind the microphone if it, well, Kamala Harris probably wishes I wouldn't have had Nanosoma, but I walked away from something devastating because of this spray. I was taking steroids and I was taking antibiotics, and you know, the pneumonia went away, but the RSV, strep lung linings, I wasn't getting better. And this fixed me. And it can fix you because it's generalized in its effects, because it strengthens the immune system. Doesn't attack a particular virus, doesn't attack a particular this, doesn't cure anything. It just takes your immune system and elevates it. It's great for maintenance, five sprays once a day. It's great for whatever's going on with you. I'll tell you right now, you got something going on, you should be doing this. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. And I tell you, it almost moves me to tears. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I got my health back because of this. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And by the way, a little bit of vanity. They got the gel, skin cream, you know, taking years off your appearance. It's fantastic. I want my health back.com forward slash Dave Hodges. Okay, let's talk about the floodplain. The UCC will come up with here in a few hours, and I'll tell you, it's probably going to be the worst thing you've ever heard of. Although some of the things coming in with more climate change crap and going net zero in your buildings, you know, that's going to be pretty bad too. But let's focus on this. Floodplains expanded. More people got to buy insurance. Rates are dramatically increasing on September 30th. You know what? Yeah, the rates are dramatically increasing on September 30th. Why? Well, because they want you out of your home. People now are going to have their flood rates, their insurance rates for in existing homes and in floodplains, it's going to explode in cost. CNBC has been covering this, MSNBC has been covering this, and they're making it seem like it's inevitable. And the government's paralyzed and they can't do anything to help you when in fact they really can. They don't want to. BlackRock won't be happy until they own every single home in America. So here's what happens. The average American moves every 5 years. Well, first of all, you're not going to be able to resell your home if someone can't afford to come in and get insurance. So all that equity someone's got in their home, gone, destroyed, dead, worthless. You know, you get your Zillow report. Well, your home values. Oh, look at this, honey. Oh, we're sitting on a gold mine. And then, by the way, too, with Kamala Harris coming in, there's a double whammy. She wants to hit you with a 25% charge on your appreciated value of your home, which is total BS because when your home appreciates in value, you pay more property tax. It's a penalty for home appreciation, and Kamala Harris is doubling down on our misery. And then we have this on top of it. Now you're saying, well, Dave, it's probably only a few thousand homes. Well, not exactly. Not exactly. Would you try 5 million homes are affected according to the mainstream media? So the average American, when they move every 5 years, a lot of it job move. How are they going to do it? So what they're going to do is they're going to walk away, go rent an apartment. Their home will go into receivership, go back to the bank, and guess who will be there waiting with their hand out? BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. This is where the US government and this administration has partnered with these conniving thieves from the banks and from the asset managers to steal homes over time. Just one more way, they're going to get you out of your home. You should be livid. You should be furious. Now, Congress could step in and put a price control. Oh, Kamala can do wage and price controls, but Congress won't step in and stop this when they could because this is federally mandated. September 30th is the deadline. September 30th. This is the morning of August 27th. You have exactly 33 days. It's amazing. You are the enemy of this administration, and I cannot believe you don't see it. Do you know Democrats that live in floodplains? Would you send this to them, please? Would you? And then have them do search engine, floodplain insurance, and CNBC, MSNBC. Okay, this is such an easy thing to prove. You know, it just occurred to me that your Democratic friends won't believe that their party could do this to them. And this is only a partial story. This is really on the low end of the problem. In Texas and Florida, nearly 90% of flood insurance policyholders set to see premiums rise due to FEMA overhaul. Okay. Now, you think that the Democratic Party is the friends of the non-white? The majority Hispanic neighborhoods are seeing the highest share of policyholders experiencing price hikes, followed by majority white neighborhoods. So it goes brown, white, and black in the frequency. Well, Hispanics are walking away from the Democrats by droves because that's the fastest growing demographic of entrepreneurship. Congratulations, that's great backbone of America stuff. And they don't want anything to do with communism. And if any of the rest of Hispanics need evidence to show you that the Democratic Party does not represent them, right here, you show them this statistic right here. But this is absolutely incredible. In the floodplain insurance programs, they're saying 81% of FEMA policyholders are set to see costs increase as a result of the agency's insurance overhaul, expanding floodplains and raising the rates. There are people that weren't even affected before now that aren't going to be able to sell their homes. They got 33 days to get their act in line. I could show you more, but I think that's enough. You can do your own search engines. Hey, look, I'm sorry to bring you this bad news. I truly, truly am. I feel horrible for these people, but it's just one more plot to get people out of their homes. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Why? Because we solve problems for existing situations and we give people solutions. And I'll tell you right now, I don't have a solution for this floodplain problem. I've got to dwell on this, pray on it, and I'll come up with something. But initially, my feeling is collective action by the citizens, because I think they need to be saying, okay, you people want to do this? We're going to rise up as one and we ain't paying our taxes. Do you hear that, Congress? We ain't paying our taxes because you're screwing us. Pretty simple. There's my answer right there. There'll be more. We'll have more, and we'll follow up on this 33 days and counting. Tick tock, tick tock. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv for the best in independent programming.